be about 20 minutes.
Okay, I'll try. I'm professor at the Faculty of Applied Mathematics in St. Petersburg State University, and our direction is application of mathematics to the control processes. And we consider the process of logistics in St. Petersburg like a process of control, and that is we use some models in from operations research and for control theory also, from statistics and so on. And we consider the problem of transport logistics systems in St. Petersburg. It is developed during about last 7 years, after the government decided to form some program for development of the transport logistic complex in St. Petersburg. Last time I explained in details problems in this sector of St. Petersburg, and it was a lot of figures and so on, some features, characteristics of the, it's a very big complex. And but after 5 years, they look at what is really happening in this complex. And of course, the influence of crisis took place. And in May last year, government considered the adaptation of the processes and the adaptation of strategies. And I will tell you about the first tendencies of transport logistics systems, TLC development, during 5 years, concerning three branches of the complex. And after the St. Petersburg government forecast of TLC parameters and adaptation of the strategy. Some talks about that. And also, that is very important, they tried to find some target indicators, not so much, of the for the period till 2030. What are the main tendencies of the transport logistic development during these years? We can see the two stages of the development, before crisis and after. During this period, we can see that the forward development of industries, trade, building sectors, and so on, along with increase in export-import in the St. Petersburg. And the total amount of transshipment and transportation of cargos in the complex has increased from 2 million tons to 240 million tons. It is not so big, but it's efficient for increasing. And also, before crisis, the situation was the following about turnover. It has increased in 17% and has made about 60 million tons. And local cargo work of railway transportation in St. Petersburg also has increased. And the volume of automobile freight traffic has increased also by more than 20%. And the area of objects of terminal warehouse infrastructure has also increased. We have situation that we have an old city, and around this old city we have some place for warehousing. And now the ring highway is finishing, I think this year. And we will have a total ring for transportation for trucks, especially for cargos. And along them, there are some like mushrooms. New warehouses is increasing, is growing. If you consider the turnover of the big port, you can see that also it was increasing, but from the fourth quarter of when the crisis was active, 2008 has decreased dramatically, I think, 23%. And also in total amount of local cargo work reduced for 26%. And at airport Pulkovo also we look that 12% of decreasing we have, and demand reduction also in the market of warehouses service, and we have some empty warehousing. And in rent, it was increasing in rent rates. It was decreasing also. And loading. What has happened in comparison with the previous year? With previous year in 2009, of course. We have the reduction of goods in the big port, also including containerized turnover, 22%, and decrease in volume of passenger traffic in airport Pulkovo, also not so dramatic, but it took place. And this is a turnover graphic for this period. We can see for 2008, 2009, and 2010. This is a monthly for each month. That is, we have the situation of decreasing in turnover of big port. And what is big port in St. Petersburg? This is a port of St. Petersburg, and after that port in Primorsk, port in Vyborg, port in Oranienbaum. There is a big port of St. Petersburg. Now, and this is a problem which government evaluate, and on May 17th last year, the government has discussed a course of realization of the strategy and has confirmed the forecast for the transport logistics system and development, taking into account the economic situation in previous period, based on statistics and so on, and influence of some measures or activity in this period also. What is the evaluation of the forecast? Turnover of the big port of St. Petersburg will increase by 2015 to 76.7 million tons, including container cargoes, you see, and for the 2030 to 108 million tons, including containerized. This is a forecast of the government based on the economic situation and the plan of the federal government also. And about quantity of the passengers served by sea transport will also increase by 2015 more than in two times. And in after that, when they make this forecast, they discuss some measures for that. And about Volga Baltic waterway, the forecasted that not so quickly like in previous, but not later than in 2012, the cargo's amount will be restored to level of the 2008. And also about passenger transportations by a sailing charter of St. Petersburg. We have this forecast of the government. Volga waterway is very important for us, but we have a lot of restrictions in the area of St. Petersburg by bridges, which are important restrictions for that, and after that the another restriction during the way to the south. During the way to the south. And about total amount of local cargo work at railway transport in St. Petersburg. That is forecasted that by 2030 the cargo work will return to indicators of 2008. And its growth is predicted to the 66 million tons by the 2015 also. And about containerized cargo turnover, you can see the following. From total amount of local cargo work in 2008 to 16% by the 2015 and 20% by the 2030. And what are the defining factors of development, for example, for air transport in St. Petersburg? Building a new centralized passenger terminal, really Pulkovo 3, and building and reconstruction other infrastructure of airport Pulkovo 1. We have Pulkovo 1 and Pulkovo 2. Pulkovo 2. And development of a base aviation carrier at airport Pulkovo, which is not enough now. And some months ago, the Putin was in St. Petersburg and established this new passenger terminal. And about transportation of passengers at airport Pulkovo, we have the following figures as a forecast. You can see. Maybe it looks some fantastic, but it's official information. It's official information. And the government discussed, which is one of the important thing, the indicators. There are a lot of indicators of the economic situation in St. Petersburg, of course. And for this sector, we have the following indicators, like a turnover of containerized cargo in big seaport. You see the figures, indicators of the about the volume or turnover, and average time of stay of containerized in the big port in St. Petersburg, which is very important for logistic supply chain. Also, volume of loading of cargos at railway station. This is a problem for the complex. Turnover of airport, you see figures for here, and extent of streets or street roads. Also, because the situation in street roads in St. Petersburg is now very bad. Not so bad like in Moscow, but very bad compared to, for example, 10 years ago situation. And this simple indicator as the average speed of transport stream in St. Petersburg. Now it is only 25 kilometers evaluation. And the plan, 30 and 35 to 2030. Behind these figures, we have a very big problems of traffic control in St. Petersburg, logistics, and also the routing of transport streams and transportation of goods and passengers also, and some activity like Arlovsky Tunnel behind the Neva River from the central part of city to the east, and the some new highways like a diameter, and also some speed transport like a tram and so on. And also I think the control of the street regulation. Street regulation, that is the traffic lights regulation, like in some countries I saw in US also, there are some indicators of this kind of regulation. We have in Hamburg, in London, in some other big cities the same. And I discussed with the authorities in St. Petersburg about what they will do. Now, it was one not so good example. We have a very important avenue like Nevsky Prospect. And they bought a system for intelligent control of this flow. And okay, Nevsky Prospect during about 4 or 5 kilometers looks good, but we have a very big traffic and very very huge transport flow from the streets which go to Nevsky Prospect, Artangela. And that is not intelligent. That is some illustration of intelligent control, I think. And now the thing about the intelligent system of control, the flow, and that is, there are a lot of problems to be solved here to reach the value of these indicators. Also, this is the main maybe a conclusion of this information. Economic crisis has essential functions. It's okay, and adaptation of the strategy includes formation of target indicators. It is very important for us, and the most of indicators concern logistic issues. It is important for the mathematicians or logistics people, and the growth of demand for logistics research is very probable. That is also one of the main important conclusions concerning this situation. And they try to find some contacts. They go, vice major go to London, to Hamburg, to evaluate what to buy. Also, and the former head of the committee for transport logistic complex in St. Petersburg now is the deputy minister in the transport ministry. Now, 1 month ago, he began this work that we have some people in government also. Okay, that is all I tried to explain about the current situation. If you have any questions, you can.
Thank you very much for this interview. Next, comments or questions? I would say that St. Petersburg is in the wrong place because it is very typical, it is historical, it is historical, and then Krauss had to go and then difficult, really difficult, because yes. Many rivers, sea, and it's not so easy to fall from. So huge problems. Comments? Yes. Your artificial, artificial intelligence.
Well, perhaps there is some place for prediction, I guess, but well, I don't have any questions at the moment.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. Okay.
Thank you.
And it is now in the day. No. Take coffee if you want. I have taken all of it. Yes.
About planning in logistics complex?
Yes.
No, the committee of the government. But it's very strange planning because they don't keep in mind the research possibilities of the scientists.
Yes. Because if you
not yet.
For example, calculate how much investment it means that to reach this target that you have so much.
It depends how they can have from the federal government, usually.
And what is the speed in the metro?
Speed in metro?
Yes.
No, I don't know exactly. I think about 40 kilometers per hour.
But I think the speed in the street is 5 kilometers per hour, not 15.
Sometimes.
Yes, sometimes.
But average is 25.
Really?
Yes. But sometimes,
some driver,
not five, maybe seven. Sometimes it's more convenient to go by a walk. Yes, okay. Where is my flesh? Here.
So, Peter, see.